Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast.
This digital dealer interview series is brought to you by our friends and partners at
Pure Cars,
VinQ,
Team MXS,
Fixed Ops
Digital, M1 Data and Analytics,
and Drive Century.
If you want more information or want to partner with the brew,
go to carguycoffee.com.
Let's brew!
Hey, what's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
It is Brett Leonard, subprime hero.
And we are having fun brewing solutions over at the Pure Car booth, having fun with our incredible friend, the one,
the only, Jennifer Sanford.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the party. Hopefully, you're having fun. And I know that those of you that are watching and seeing everything that's been brewing know that there's a lot of good stuff that's cooking out here. But Jennifer, you were part of the fun that we were having yesterday. Out of the B20 group.
B20 was awesome. What a great opportunity for vendors to get together and become better partners for our dealers.
Love it. She said it all perfectly right there.
It's so just that simple.
Knowing that there's that much intention that's coming together from the vendors, how much hope does that build inside of you for what dealers are actually looking for in the solutions that are coming to market?
I think it's a great question, Lou. And what I think happens in that kind of space is you get people actually working together. So you have integrations, you have collaboration, so that the dealers at the end of the day don't have to ask a question. So do you work with this guy? Do you work with that guy? Everybody works together. It makes it life simpler for the
dealer. So important. So dealer-centric, and at the same time, not showing the vision, right? I think that's so many times an issue that we run into. And it is. I think it's that old saying, they say it, especially in the country. They say, oh, they get that honestly. Right? They get that honestly. Our business gets it a little bit honestly. The competition and the walls that get built up and the barriers we make and being able to connect to other people that just want to bring a solution. Inside of that, you've seen a thing or two, right? You've seen a thing or two inside of this industry, seen companies come together, not come together. What do you think is the biggest hurdle that other vendors have with coming together with another vendor serving a similar client?
I think it's a lot about their ego. So there are businesses, every business has its really strong sweet spot. It does something really well.
Hey dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of
Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100% CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
Right. But then it wants to try to do 10 other things. Not so well. So my recommendation is if you can, focus on what you do well and partner with the others. And then everybody comes together with a better solution. Everybody wins in that. And that's what B20 is about.
You're so right.
That's so true.
It is. It's platforms that can semi-see competitive, but yet they complement each other, and we don't realize that because we're too competitive. So when you can sit down and spend some time with other vendors and really learn their tools and why they brought it to market, what the why behind it is, what it's doing in the current market and how it's affecting their dealers, and then you can realize, well, hold on a second, maybe you are competitive, but for the most part, you would add a lot to my dealers that I currently have, which brings value add for me as a business, which brings value to my customer, which in turn brings the whole car buying experience better for everyone. So it's a win-win-win if you really think about it. There is no loss of, I love that you said it's a pride thing. It is, a lot of times it's just them, oh, mine's the baddest company. We could do everything without any help. But no one does anything without any help. We all need help with something. We all need accountability. We all need somebody that's a competitor to push us. And sometimes we need to team up with our competitor so we can get a better product to our customers. And if we're not doing that, then that's a shame on us. Because at the end of the day, we all talk about, oh, I want to make sure that my dealer gets everything they need. But in turn, we ignore everything else that could help them because it seems competitive to us instead of being collaborative, which is the future, man. Collaboration in this industry is far away from being right yet, right? Hopefully it changes. I think starting with a group like B20, we're going to see a big difference, and we're going to see hopefully that make an impact with others. And I hope there's other vendor 20 groups that start up because of this, because it's needed. There's plenty of people for us to help. We just don't have enough people out there trying to make the difference to do the help. We have more people doing it, the better this industry will be, the easier clients will be to sign up, bottom line. So
absolutely. And I'm not saying competition is bad, because competition makes us all better.
Amen to that.
And I think there will be some natural competition within this group, because everybody's going to hold each other accountable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're only as strong as your weakest link. So everybody has to bring your A-game.
Hey dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you.
From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to TeamMXS.com. Back to the show.
I agree. And being able to, like you said, the competitive is neat. Lou and I, we've been friends and worked together for almost 20 years together, right? As close as we are, we're still competitive. I still want to beat him in pickleball. I still want to sell one more card than him.
I still want to beat him in basketball.
All those types of things. That's never going to happen. But at the end of the day, we love being competitive, but that drives us. But it's a friendly thing, right? If you don't have that push and somebody to push you, how do you get better? All you can do is rest on your laurels, right? Resting on laurels is a bad thing, and I love what you've done recently. You've made some changes. You stepped away. You were with some really great companies that were rising up, and you decided to take a little break, figure some things out for yourself, and then you started something new. What's this new thing? What drove you to that? I got to know a little bit more about that. Beats.
I've been wanting to do it for about 4 years.
Yeah.
And finally got involved with it this summer. People started asking me to help them, and like, this is going to be the natural thing. So I'm a builder. I'm a brand builder. I like to build things,
and
I like to collaborate with people. I'm all about
team.
Bingo.
So in getting away from the norm inside of being attached to a particular vendor or a particular software or anything like that, what was it that really kicked you forward? What was like the biggest motivational piece that put wind in your sail to head out and find incredible people, which we're going to hear from here shortly, and begin brewing with them?
That's a really great question, Lou. I think for me, it was the variety of requests that I got. And I've been asked to do projects for people in Alameda and outside of Alameda. And so that's been kind of neat to help build content for a nonprofit person, to help organize an event for a non-automotive platform. And then, of course, within automotive, I know so many people, and I have an idea of what works for vendors here. So, the variety of projects.
Heck yeah, that's awesome. Got to keep stirring something new up, right? Something fresh. That's awesome. Speaking of something fresh, we're about to get a new face that some of you have not seen onto the show. But before we do that, we have to make sure that we do rock some of those F-bombs, okay, and sound it off. But we do want to make sure that if anybody wants to get a hold of you, that they know how to get a hold of
that's
you.
Right.
So please let everybody know how they can reach out to you if they need you to brew a solution for them.
Happy to. Best way is through email, jennifer@sanfordmarketinggroup.com.
Boom. As simple as that, as easy as that, you can reach out to her, have a conversation, and all she wants to do is help. I'm going to tell you something. If you guys don't make that call, if you feel like you need some and you don't make the call, you may miss out on a great opportunity to get better. Worst case scenario, you meet somebody great, make a new friendship, and have friends with them for life. But at the end of the day, you're going to guarantee you're going to leave there with some value that you can take back and make a difference. So make that phone call. Reach out to her. Get to know her. Email her. Tell her what's up. And if anything, show her some love. Tell her that she's great.
Yes.
Do it.
Well, with that, everybody, let's go ahead and give you some of those F-bombs to take with you. So on three, one, two, three.
Forgive. Focus. Fly. And keep rowing. Keep rowing.
Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. Again, another solutionary making big things happen that we are honored to call friend, honored to be involved inside of our V20 group. Folks, I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm Fred Lennard, sometime hero.
Exclusives on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast in fabulous Las Vegas at the Digital Dealer Conference over here at the incredible. We got so much swag. It's crazy. You need to come check us out. We're at the Pure Cars booth with the one,
the only... Jennifer Sanford!
That's right, everybody. We'll see you soon. We're out.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
And some of us get to meet our families, and that's, we get them involved, and we do amazing things. Speaking of amazing people, we got Orby over here, V20 in the house over here, my peoples.
Bro, I need Martha, not you. Oh, good
to see you. Everybody loves Martha.
Everybody loves Martha. Everybody loves Orby. Everybody loves each other, and that's what this event's about. It's about coming together and uniting. That's what it's about if we want to make it better for our peoples, right? And our peoples are our dealers, and our dealers need our help. Our dealers need us to do what's right and show them what's going on. So I'm excited about it. I love what we've got happening. Is that where the luncheon is? So
we got to go the other way for the luncheon. We're going to make sure that she gets dropped off like a at the lunchroom lady. We want to make sure that you all do know how important it is that you do find other Incredibles that are like Miss Martha. But we're going to go ahead and let the camera find its way over there. We're going to go to where the actual luncheon is.
We're going.
Go ahead. Keep it turning. Keep it rocking. And then we're going this way and then to the actual lunch hall. So with that, so you got here at Vegas. You've been to a few of these conferences.
I have.
So tell us a little bit about what has been something you were excited about that is outside of the Women in Automotive Convention and outside of the family on the side of bringing a solution back to your store, because you are a true woman that is always brewing solutions where you're at. We love what you're doing out there, and you're like basically LA, right?
LA,
that's
right there.
Up in LA. Love it. What is it? What kind of solutions are you trying to go back with while you're here?
I think one of the most...
From being here, sorry.
I think we're all looking for better ways to connect to our customers, and not just the tools, the technology that is there, but also the approach that we're going to take. We're talking more and more about developing real relationships.
Wow.
The relationship is so important when we have to stop seeing the customer as just a financial transaction, but more like a partnership, like a relationship that we're going to continue to nurture, right?
Yes.
So there is a lot of good tools that we have that are going to help us to provide a better service and keep that connection.
Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to
m1-data.com
to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at
m1-data.com. Let's brew!
Come on now, back to the show.
So, I love that.
Something that I really like about coming to this conference is what I come to learn, but also is the contribution from everybody else.
Yep.
We are in an era where we all like sharing the information, you know, like we're helping each other grow. And that is so important. And in women in automotive, it's important. Why? Because you can go and see that there is places where you can get and you're going to have that support. We will tell you what are the things that they're working or maybe not working, but everybody in the company is.
Absolutely. 100%. And what you say and what I love about you is that what you're trying to make an experience for is out of love. Like, you really want to care for your people. You don't want to just have transactions. You want to have relationships. You want to build on something that's beautiful and actually have people not feel obligated, but feel wanted. Right? Wanted and needed and know that they're value to us. And when we don't show them value and use the tools that we have today that are available, they think that we're being lazy. Even if we don't, not trying to be lazy, the tools today make us look like we're not. And the tools today will help you be able to communicate with your customers, connect with them in ways that will blow your mind. Social media is just one free tool, but when you're talking about all this amazing software that we're going to see all over this whole convention, it'll blow your mind. So I'm going to say this and I'm going to say it again. Get here. Come and meet people like Martha. Come be, if you're a woman in automotive, come be part of this women automotive movement. What I can say to you is that we are blessed to have somebody like her out here doing amazing things and sharing the light. So thank you so much.
So we're going
to
go ahead and get you in there real quick. So come on, let's go ahead and see. These ladies are tucked over in the corner.
Over there.
we want to cheer them on, okay? We want to get them pumped up. But this is the incredible Martha Alvarado.
You have to come. You have to come and join all of us. That is an amazing place for you to be part of. And you cannot, you need to stop missing the opportunities that you're going to find in these places. That's for sure.
We will see you here in a little bit, everybody, doing solutions. You know we got to give them a
hug. Yes, right? So we have to go.
One, two, three.
Forget it.
Focus.
Fly and keep growing.
Peace.